its courtyards and buildings, was the center of Jewish identity and faith. And Jesus says to them, be aware, one stone will not left be on top of another. They will all be thrown down. And Jesus was referring, of course, to an event 40 years later when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem in 70 AD, and that's exactly what happened. But the security of the present moment can draw us away from paying attention to where God is moving and acting and living in the present. It can move us from that. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, the people of Israel are told, when you move to the land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and you build houses and live in them, don't forget the Lord your God. Because when we're secure and everything is covered, it's easy to forget and not pay attention to where the Spirit of God might be living and moving. But there's another thing that draws us away. If the security of the moment and our full barns and contentment with our lifestyle and all the goodness draws us away, then the insecurity of the present moment also draws us away. Because the disciples were afraid. They were afraid. Jesus says, when you hear about wars and rumors of wars, don't be terrified. These things must happen first. He says in Luke's gospel around the same text, of course. Wars and rumors of wars are definitely time for us to be afraid, but Jesus says, no. That is not the time to be afraid. These things must happen first, and the end will not follow immediately because the insecurity of the moment can draw us away from where God is moving and acting. But Jesus wants us to focus on where God is acting now. Don't be afraid. Elsewhere in Luke 12, Jesus tells his disciples, don't worry about tomorrow. Each day has enough trouble of its own. In other words, pay attention to where God is moving and acting today. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert with thanksgiving. Why do we keep alert? Because we want to pay attention to where God is working and moving and acting in the moment. While I was in New York, I take the subway, and I've done it a number of times when I'm there, and I love it and I hate it. And I was trying to figure out how to get early from the subway back to the airport, and it wasn't straightforward, and there was something that was confusing me, because at the 14th and 7th, the subway that I needed to take to the airport wasn't there, and my mind was blocked, and I couldn't figure out, and I said, God, this makes no sense to me. And then while we were traveling, a paradigm shift happened. It never occurred to me that you could have two subway tracks running parallel to each other, one block apart. And what I really needed was 14 and 8th. And when I saw that, a little whisper in my spirit said, there's your answer. There's your answer. Pay attention. Be alert with thanksgiving to where God might be acting and moving. Asking the question of where God might be present helps us keep focused on where God might be moving. The act of asking the question, as I did in that airport, slows our spirits down and we pay attention in a different way. It's not because we see angels or other kinds of manifestations, but we pay attention to the spiritual world in a different way. We pay attention. Outside of the context of this church, a while ago, I was helping somebody and I was getting very frustrated with myself. I was getting irritated, basically, is what was going on. And I said to God, as a kind of prayer after I finished, God, where were you in that situation? And a tiny whisper in my spirit said, in your helping. And I realized that God needed me to be a helper in that situation. But there was something else that was going on, and I was getting frustrated by this person and how they were responding. And a tiny little whisper in my spirit also said, it's also in you. It's also in you. And when I heard that, I knew exactly what was going on. I was looking at the log speck in my neighbor's eye and not paying attention to the log in my own. and something that I disliked in somebody else was very much in me. Because Jesus was trying to remind me to pay attention in the moment to what was going on in the present. And finally, paying attention in the present moment, being alert in the moment, helps us to see the presence of God in other people. You might have heard the story about this monastery that used to be flowing with monks, and people would come far and wide to listen to the monks' teaching and be part of the community, but the community had fallen on hard times. People from the community no longer came, and the hymns and the prayers still happened, but the monks were getting old, and there was a tired life that had settled in on the place, and things looked desperate. One day, the abbot, the head of the monks, went for a walk in the woods, and he went to visit a rabbi who lived on the edge of the woods to go visit him. And he came to the rabbi who lived at the edge of the woods, and the rabbi said to him only these words: "I'm going to tell you something, and you must not repeat it. The Messiah is among you." The abbot wondered what this might mean. Who among his community might be the Messiah? Cantankerous old Stephen? The new person who was complaining about everything? Peter, who spoke up much too loud and too frequently? Who in his community could be the Messiah? But he went home and he started to think about that, and the next day he called the monks together and he said, "I visited with the rabbi who lives in the edge of the woods, and he said one thing to me, and I'm going to tell it to you, and you must not repeat it." And he said this: "The Messiah is among you." The monks looked at each other, strange. Who in their community would be the Messiah among them? And they looked at each other with quizzical eyes. But something happened over time as they thought about it. There was another energy that settled over their community. They started to look at each other in different ways. They paid attention to each other in a different way. They lived with each other as men who'd found something special. They prayed and read scripture as if they were looking for something. The occasional visitors found themselves deeply moved by these monks. Before long, people were coming from far and wide to be nourished again by their prayers, and others began asking to be part of the community. Here's my invitation to you as you enter into this season of waiting. Be present to the moment. Are you awake? Are you alert? Are you watching?